We continue our learning of the Nishbas Tavi B'Manachmush and Chav Yaakov and Pidachos Tavliyom and Rabbi Basra, Perek Aleph, Mishnah, hey, Kofid Oso, Livnos, Beis Shar, Videlas Lechatzer. You have people who have a joy, who are Shutvim in a Chatzer. All the people in the Chatzer, all their homes open up into that common courtyard. They can force one another to participate financially in the building of a Beis Shar. Beis Shar is a building that's next to the gate of the Chatzer. Let's see, you have in certain Yishuvim, you have that yellow gate, and you have the Beis Shar where the guard sits, and he prevents people from coming in, and the B'nai Berush Shasarabim not to just enter the Chatzer at will, so they have to join to pay, build that Beis Shar. Adeles, which is the door, literally means the Shar, let's say that yellow gate. So everyone has to participate in paying for that as well to make sure that the Shar is locked at night. So that is a requirement of everybody to participate. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, lo kol ha-chatzeros ruyos le-Beis Shar. Not every chatzer is roi, needs a Beis Shar. If you have a chatzer that's next to Rosh Hasharabim, so then you need a Beis Shar, then everyone has to participate. But it's not next to Rosh Hasharabim, you're not afraid that the crowd of Rosh Hashanah is going to come and enter, it doesn't need a Beis Shar. So just because some people want to make a Beis Shar and have a guard there, doesn't mean everyone has to participate. However, the Tanna Kamma believes that every Chatzer needs a Beis Shar. The people of Rosh Hashanah may end up, because if it gets crowded, end up ending the Chatzer. You don't want them to enter to trespass. So every Chatzer needs a Beis Shar according to the Tanna Kamma. Passing like the Tanna Kamma, Raman writes in Hilchos Shechinim in Perakeh, the beginning. Then the Mishnah says, Kofin Os. So livnos la'ir choma udelasayim ubriach. We can force every member of a city to participate financially in building a wall for the city, delasayim, which means doors that are needed to keep it closed for protection, and briach, which is like a bolt. So this is whatever the city needs for its protection. Everyone has to participate. Taxes are needed to pay for those things. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, lo kol ha'ayaros ruos l'choma. Not every city needs for a wall. Doesn't everyone, if you're a bordering, let's say, non-Jewish town, and you need that protection, so then you need it. That's a sapar. But you're not next to the sapar, next to that border city, so you wouldn't necessarily need a wall. According to the Tanna Kamma, every city needs a wall. You have troops that can come in, armies come in from far away. We need that protection, certainly, in every city. We follow the Tanna Kamma, Hilchos Shechinim, Perek Vav, according to the Rambam, that everyone has to participate, no matter what the city is, in a choma, a wall, delasayim, dolz, a briach, and a bolt, to make sure that it locks. How long does a person have to be living in the city in order to have the status of a member of the city to pay for these taxes, in order to participate, to require them to participate in the paying for the Choma Dulasayim and the Briah? Says the Mishnah, Shneimasar Chodesh. After he's been there for 12 months, so then he has to join. But before that, he's not considered a member of the city to pay for those taxes. However, it says the Mishnah, Kana Ba Beis Dira. But if you bought an apartment there, you bought a house there, and some say even if you're renting there for a full year, then you're considered a member of the city right away. And you have to pay for that, to join that payment at the very beginning. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Ein chokin es hachotzer ad shehe arba amos lozeh v'arba amos lozeh. Remember, we spoke about this, that we can't force shutfim to split up a chotzer unless there's going to be a stud. It has to be a stud sheyesh b'din chalukah. Everyone's going to get a 4 amos from that split, besides, of course, the 4 amos which is in front of everyone's home. But if not, so you can't force them. So that's what we're saying here. You can't force the shutfim shutfim cannot force one another. They can join, they can agree to it, but cannot force each or the other to split up the chatzer, unless each one of the shutfim of the partners is going to get a full 4 amos in the chatzer. Let's say you have shutvim who own a field and they want to split up the field. You can't require them to split a field until there'll be significant to what they're going to receive, that they'll be able the crops they'll be able to grow will have some significance. It has to be that the area each one receives will be enough to plant 9 kav, which is a saw and a half, which is 3,750 square amos. Each one gets that amount, that's significant to grow crops, then you can demand each one can force to split it. Less than that, you cannot. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achi Heba Tishas Chatzoi Kabin Loze, Vitishas Chatzoi Kabin Loze. Not 9 kav, each as the Tanakhama says, but rather 9 half kav for each. He says if each one gets that amount, the amount of space you can grow, not 9 kav, but 4.5 kav, which instead of 3,750 square amos is 1,875 square amos, then each shutof, that's considered significant enough for one shutof to demand that they split it up. The Gemara says that, in fact, Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama looks like they argue, they really don't. It all depends on where you live. In Rabbi Yehuda's, where Rabbi Yehuda lived, so the fields were more fertile, and you're able to, and a place where you could plant 4.5 kav would give produce, give a yield, as if it was a field, a normal field of 9 kav, where the Chachamim lived. Then the Mishnah says, V'lo es hagino, you have shutim who own a garden together, where you grow vegetables, and one wants to split it. You can't demand you can't force the other one to split it. Where each one is a garden, where the garden each one is going to receive is large enough to plant a half a kav of seed, a vegetable in each one, which is 208.3 square amos. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Beis Rova. Now the Gina can even be smaller. It's considered significant as long as everyone has not a half a kav, but rather a quarter of a kav of vegetables can be grown there, which is 104.6 square amos. V'lo es ha-traklin, let's say you have a shutzvim who own a traklin. Traklin means an auditorium, a very large room. V'lo es ha-moron, like a palace, that's one explanation. V'lo es ha-shovach, which is a dovecote, where you have the birds, where the birds live. V'lo es ha-talis, a large coat, let's say. V'lo es ha-merchatz, a bathhouse. V'lo es beis abad, or an olive press. So there, the Mishnah doesn't give you an exact amount, but it has to have some significance. So you're splitting up a shovach, splitting up where the birds are, or a talis, or a room. So it has to be, you split it up, and each one's going to get something significant. Zeh klal. Kol she, what's the general rule? How do I figure this out? Kol she yecholeku shmo alav. Anytime you have something that's owned in partnership. It has to be that after you split it, the name, it retains its name. The same name, the chad, is still called a chaser. It's still called a gina garden. It's still called a traklin mansion or an auditorium, rather. It's still called a talus, even after you split it. So if you still call it a talus after you split it, so then you can demand the other one to split it. Then cholkim, one can demand the other to split it. Vimlav, but if after you split it, it won't be called the same. This will be called a patch, not a talus. This will be called a machsan. It won't be called an armon. So then in cholkim, then the other one cannot force the other one to split. However, he can say to his friend the following, what we call goad, goad means to like pull. You listen, you you buy my chalek, or sell me your chalek. I don't want to continue in the shutfus. That is something that they can demand. Not demand. If you can't demand to split it, so you can demand goat or goat. Amasai, when do we say that you don't split, can't demand to split unless you have these minimum shiurim, this minimum size? Bizman she'ein shneihem rotzim. We mentioned this at the beginning of the Masechta. That's where they don't both agree. One doesn't want to split. Aval, bizman she'shneihem rotzim, both agree. Agreed to split it, so then afilu pachos mikan. Even if it's less than, let's say, 4 amos each in a chatzer, then yachloku. Then the Mishnah says v'kisvei hakodesh. What if you have tornavim k'suvim written, which are all together, Tanakh all in a scroll all together? Afal pishashneim rotzim. Even if both shutzim, they own that Tanakh in shutzfus, and they want to split it, lo yachloku. They cannot split it. It's not derech kavod to cut kisvei hakodesh, which are in one, krach, all in one roll, to one scroll, to cut it in half. But if you have kisvei hakodesh that are in their own scrolls, separate volumes, so then each one can get his own volume, and you can split those, and that's not a problem at all.